All right, Michael Bass joins us. I'm sitting here looking at a Brookings Institute study, which, by the way, you're a little shocked that Haywood's going to be joining us a little bit later on.
I think it's great.
He's one of the top dogs. But, I mean, you know, again, the executive summary states, to cities, the lure of convention business has long been the prospect of visitors emptying their wallets on meals and lodging and entertainment in order to help rejuvenate an ailing downtown area. However, the findings show that overall convention marketplace is declining in a matter that suggests that a recovery or turnaround is unlikely to yield much increased business for any given community, contrary to the repeated industry projections. Nonetheless, localities, sometimes with state assistance, have continued a type of arms race, if you will, to compete with other cities to host events, invest massive amounts of money in capital and new convention centers, construction, expansion of existing facilities. I could go on and on and on. The analysis should be given to local leaders, says the Brookings Institute, causing pause as they consider calls for even more investment in the convention business. Vision 2025, we asked people, what do you want the city to look like in the year 2025? The city said river development. It turned into downtown development. Mm-hmm. And what's the most significant portion of the $500 million? $200 million for a brand new arena that we have nothing to put into, and the rejuvenation and renovation of a convention center that still isn't paid off from the first time.
Right.
Tulsa is guilty of making its sole investment in downtown and convention, and they're saying it doesn't exist.
Well, and Sanders doesn't really target downtown development by itself. In fact, at one point in the study, he does say that if you're going to spend money to revitalize downtown, there are far better ways to do it and actually make an impact. Convention center isn't going to make an impact because you get people, even if you manage to get people to your convention center, they're going to spend all their time inside. They're not going to be out spending money and being a part of an urban environment. The convention business has declined, partly because people are traveling less. Certainly after 9/11, travel went down. But even before that, the telecommunications revolution. It means that instead of having to go to a trade show to find out what a company
meetings
has
no
to
longer
offer,
exist.
You can go on the web at any time and read all the brochures you want and get all the technical detail you want.
So just like with Great Plains Airlines, where the mayor's performance team came in and did an actual study, they studied actually Great Plains Airlines and its specific flaw, but the industry as a whole.
Right.
Because even if you had a business plan, which in Great Plains Airlines was hilarious because it was for nonstop service to the coast and either plane could reach the coast. I mean, all the investors said, okay, you know, that's a problem. We need horse poop and we don't have any horses. But that aside, you got to look at the industry trend. The industry trend's not there for the city of Tulsa. The competitive edge is not there. And the facilities, as their own feasibility study stated, Michael, doesn't matter.
It's going to lose money. It will be a drain on the city's economy.
So why is that our sole vision?
The frustrating thing about being in Tulsa and yet being aware of what's going on in other parts of the country is that our leadership isn't paying attention to what's happened in other parts of the country. They've been sold this bill of goods. The Chamber of Commerce has the bureaucracy, actually, the people who benefit from the hotels, motel tax money, have so much influence, and they're interested in promoting their business, and they don't care what it costs the rest of us. And they've convinced the city that what they have to offer is the solution to all our problems.
Bob Poe in his farewell, in addition to calling us Al Jazeera and all that other nonsense, continues to preach the gospel of Vision 2025 and Great Plains Airlines, both a disaster. What's scary to me is not that he's still sticking by this. They still plan to do this.
Right, right.
After reading this Brookings Institute study, what would you say to Bob Poe, Mayor Bill LaFortune, and County Commissioner Bob Dick?
I'd say take a good look at this. You do have the power to say, we're not going to do this project after all. And I think it's reasonable to say this is not a good investment for our city.
Well, we're going to talk to Haywood Sanders a little bit later on. We'll get
Great.
More of a specific. You know, no sooner this weekend, actually, we're finally doing follow-ups. And again, our problem is that we know the Mideast Peace Council. We know where their funding comes from, and we know their anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-Jewish stance. We know that it's based not in fact, that it is biased, propaganda, and filled with lies. We stood up against it. We made people aware. It was because we had known these people ahead of time. I can prove it. My book was printed long before the seminar came. And we spoke the truth, and people reacted to the truth. No sooner are we following up doing a seminar on what Islam really is, why they hate us, and what the agenda is abroad, and jihad, and here at home, and the cultural war, they're already back with a new one, Tulsa Talks.
Right.
They're going to just keep coming and coming and coming until we stop standing and standing and standing, apparently.
Tulsa Talks is being billed as an opportunity for people to come together and talk about how to improve education. The public school systems, the education system.
Oh, so it's going to be about reading, writing, arithmetic?
Well,
we're going to get test scores up, pay for teachers in the classroom?
But that's what they would like for you to believe. In fact, if you've read the last couple of articles in the Tulsa World, it's all about education.
All right, well,
I would say this.
The leader of the group's name is Abdullah Abahatsahaman. That ought to get somebody's attention right off the bat.
I would encourage people, though, if you really care about education, surprise them, show up, and make some noise about the things that you believe really will make a difference for public education. In the end, they'll probably write the report any way they want to. They'll probably claim they have broad support for whatever it is they want to do. But at the very least, stirring up a little bit of making people recognize that there are serious problems that these kinds of study circles
it's not about that. It's about the homosexual agenda. It's about Islam. It's about diversity, tolerance.
Well, anytime you have the Interfaith Alliance,
but wouldn't it be
something
amazing,
in public schools,
though,
you have to
be amazing
scratch your head.
If these events, instead of having 10 NPR listeners show up and chat among themselves about how we need to encourage more college to the schools.
But with their dialogue brainstorming system, it's the old pick a card, any card trick.
Sure,
I mean, they're
sure.
going to lead this to what they're going to lead this to, and we're going to have to stand against it. Just shows they're not going to go away. These great mush god worshipping people like Kathy Burton, they're not going away. They're going to shove Islam, homosexuality, bisexuality, abortion. They're going to shove all this diversity tolerance stuff right down your throat. At some point, the church is going to have to take a bow for allowing ungodliness to create.
And no matter
the
what
church.
The Tulsa World says in that article, that is exactly what that is all about. I'm
all right, what else?
It right
well,
now.
It's been a big week. Mayor LaFortune spoke at the Tulsa County Republican Men's Club luncheon on Friday. It was a surprise visit. He wasn't the main item on the program.
Yeah,
but
I'm surprised he even showed up anywhere. Well, that is a surprise visit.
He announced that he's organizing a press conference for Friday with as many public officials
too late.
As he can.
You know what? It's just flat out too late. Kiss my you-know-what.
Same.
He had Bob Poe up there. He had every chance to rebuke this man. Why is it when you got the 3,000 business leaders together, mum's the word, he wants it both ways. He wants to say he's against the recall, but then he wants to praise the guy that's leading the recall.
Well,
after the fact, he wants to do a news conference. Too late. He's not welcome on this show again. He's not welcome in that mayor's office. I'm not even showing up to that news conference. This man's a coward.
I thought it was interesting that they did schedule it for Friday, which is the worst possible day to have a news conference and actually make it have any impact.
That's a politician trying to save his political butt and have it both ways. You can't do that.
That's a scrambling.
This city needed leadership. This city needed a leader. This city needs a real vision, a mayor with a real spine. They don't have it. You can't do that in a press conference after the fact. His opportunity was missed and missed forever. Not once, but twice. Hey, you go three times. Shame on us all.
Right.
Tough. Don't even give me the spin. He can show up wherever he wants. Next item.
Next
Mayor
item.
Bill of Fortune's got
to
go.
The bond issue continued to be a political football this week. You had Bob Poe saying, let's put it off until late fall. Obviously, he's intending to get rid of these city councilors before the bond issue's passed, as he put it, to keep them from messing with our money. With our money, yes.
Yeah.
It was on the agenda, and there was some hope of actually getting it passed this week so it would be on the ballot for April. It's an important issue. We need this money to fix our streets, to fix water lines, basic duties of government.
Got to close. Nothing more important this week than the school bond and school board elections coming up.
School board elections are very important. Educate yourselves. Unfortunately, there probably aren't that many contested elections. But do watch this Thursday night to see whether the council is actually able to go ahead and schedule this bond issue for April for infrastructure. That's going to be key. Also, there's a lot about the Planning Commission. You'll read some of it on Baseline.com.
And precinct meetings tomorrow night.
Precinct, that's right, Republican precinct meetings. If you want the Republican Party to take a strong stand in support of the council, in support of what's right in this city, show up.
I would word it differently. I would say if the people who are the centerpiece, along with Almighty God, want to take their city back, state back, country back, and their republic back, it is your duty, it is your responsibility, it is your privilege to do so. And for Republicans, this is your hour. Democrats will remind you when it's yours. And then finally, I've got Professor Rex Piskey coming down. Rex came and spoke to the Home Builders Association. This gets back to the awarding of the arena project and a speech made by the chief designer, Paul Eisenman. But implosion versus explosion. What is ultimately in the best interest of the city of Tulsa? The Builders Association, along with the Greater Tulsa Realtors Association, along with the Metro Chamber of Commerce, are all for this recall, throwing out the sanctity of a Democratic vote. Because they don't care where they build a new house as long as they got land to build it on.
Right.
I think he had a different tale to tell them, and we're going to hear that. If there's any way you could stick around next half hour and join the interview with us.
I wish I could. I've got to get my kid to school this morning. But,
right, well, you go
I'll be listening. And
I'll handle
enjoy it.
Hopefully not a public school, tell me.
No. A Regent Preparatory School.
Baseline, B-A-T-E-S. L-I-N-E, Batesline.com. You'll find the link at 1170KFAQ.com. And don't forget DawnEden.com as well for those of you that are unapologetically in the fight for the rights of the unborn. Thanks for bringing a guest. Bring
hey, yourself. Glad to do it anytime.
Being yourself. Remembering Johnny, you're on a roll. News is next.
This is the Michael Del Giorno Show.
KFAQ.